This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line again. This afternoon, we are joined now by, well, for the first time, we are calling this, We have not been able to call him Congressman Wesley Bell, but he is serving Missouri's 1st Congressional District after winning the election back in November. And Wesley Bell, the former county prosecutor, now Congressman with us on KMOX. How's it going, Congressman?
It is going. I don't know how, but it's going. But in all seriousness, great to be on with you guys, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's how's the transition going, first of all, for you, because you are freshly on the job and just, in fact, gave your first floor speech the other day.
You know, not much time for a transition. We've had to kind of just jump right in and swim, but we got a great team, and so that always helps make things transition easier. Notice I didn't say easy, just easier. But really excited to be in this space and be able to represent the folks of the St. Louis region.
How does the pressure compare or the spotlight compare when you're in court to giving a speech on the floor? Do you go into attorney mode where you're presenting your case, so to speak, or is it a completely different feel?
I think that's probably the perfect way to describe it. That trial lawyer hat came right back on, and when you're passionate about what you're saying, It makes it a lot easier. Now, that said, you got a lot of esteemed colleagues. And so and you know that not only the world, but home is watching. But for me, it's always about how do I serve, you know, the folks at home. And I'm just excited to be in this position to do so, although we got some challenges.
Yeah, Congressman, we wanted to talk to you about some Missouri/St. Louis specific items as it relates to funding that has been cut or is in danger of being cut, in particular in terms of medical research. But before we do that, as you are now in Congress and you've replaced Cori Bush in that seat, what do you expect or want to accomplish now being there?
I think that first and foremost, regional growth we have this region, and I've said it before, is a sleeping giant. We've been losing population in the city and more recently in the county as well. Where we're located in the center of the country, we have I think the sky is the limit, but we have to start thinking more regionally. We have to start figuring out how do we attract industry back to this region and support the jobs and organizations that we have here now. Also, we have to invest in our educational and in education, including not just our institutions of higher learning, but also pre-K and through high school. There's so much that we need to work on, and I was sent up here to do a job, so I'm rolling my sleeves up and getting to work.
So you are talking a lot about regional issues, things that affect this area and how you can help that. But we have seen a lot of people in Congress who have been really more so focused on national issues, and it may be unavoidable at times. But how do you want to balance that?
I think that, obviously, as a member of Congress, we're going to have to deal with national issues. There's no question. We got to walk and chew gum. But I'm always going to tie things back to the district and what we need back at home. And oftentimes when we're talking about national issues, they do impact us back at home. And so there is a component in many situations where it's relevant to St. Louis. Now, that said, national security is also a big issue for me as well. Obviously, that impacts us at home as well. Even if we don't realize it all the time, sometimes things are off in the distance, relatively speaking. But I think it's just important to make certain that we're laser focused on our region. And again, like I said before, sometimes we're gonna have to walk and chew gum, but we can do two things at once, and we have to.
Speaking of a national issue whose repercussions are the repercussions of which are local, you raised concern about the cutting of funding and grants for biomedical research. And these are those indirect funds that are dispersed by the National Institutes of Health. And you said this will affect the St. Louis area. Obviously, we have our extensive hospital systems and schools here. Why should people be concerned about this?
And this is, to your example, this is an example of a national issue that impacts us at home. Over 7 million people are living with, an estimated 7 million people, for example, are living with Alzheimer's. And research into finding a cure and treatments and cancer, and all of us have been touched by either personally, our members of our family and loved ones who have been touched by cancer, and having the research institutions like we do at home to continue to look for treatments and hopefully one day find a cure, and to stop that process is not only reckless, but it also it's not aligned with the values of Americans, but also folks in the St. Louis region at home.
So what sort of communication have you had with providers or hospital systems or Washington University or whatever?
I've met with all of them. Several of them were here in D.C., but I've met with several of our local institutions of higher learning and other constituents and stakeholders as well. And honestly, that's a part of the job. I'm going to be able to more effectively represent my district when I know what those needs are in the district. And so meeting with our constituents and meeting with our stakeholders, but at home, as if you follow me on social media, just meeting with regular folks in our region, that's how we find out what the issues are that are most important to our district. And that's what I've been doing, and particularly with this issue as well.
We know that the cuts you're referencing here would especially affect WashU, the School of Medicine in St. Louis. I know funding and grants and all of that's complicated. Do you know what percentage of funding these grants are for a school like WashU?
So with all of our research schools, they receive a tremendous amount of resources for the research that they're doing. So even in schools like where I went at Mizzou, get hundreds of millions of dollars in financial and federal funding to do this type of research. And some of the research that we do at home is with respect to food and food security, to ensure that crops grow and that and that impacts people not only in our region but around the world. And so this is a real this is an issue that is a real issue, not just an argument, a political argument in D.C., but impacts people at home, and it impacts food, it impacts medicine, it impacts the price of food and research for diseases. I mean, this is the work that is done at WashU and other universities is tremendous, and we need to make certain that it continues.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is your level of confidence that you can prevent massive disruption in this area, or that the collective effort can do that?
You know, I believe that that arc of justice, as it's called, or that the universe does bend toward justice. I do think that Democrats and Republicans alike are vested and have skin in the game with respect to cancer and Alzheimer's. These are things that are not partisan. They don't care what your political affiliation is. And so we got to keep working. And you know, in the minority, and a lot of folks have to understand this, we don't have standing to sue on our own. So the minority party has to partner with stakeholders to find stakeholders that have the ability to sue. And that's one thing that we've been doing, is saying, hey, if the administration has a problem with how funds are being spent, well, you're in the majority party. We have a way to deal with that. We have processes to deal with that. But just stopping them or threatening to stop them is not the way it should happen. And so no one wants to see government waste and fraud cut more than me. I'm a prosecutor. But there's ways to do it. There's rules and laws to do it, not just leave organizations like Affinia Healthcare and People's Healthcare Clinic and Washington University and Mizzou, leaving them not knowing if they have funding, and with some of our healthcare facilities not knowing if they can keep the doors open.
Congressman Wesley Bell is with us now on KMOX, and you mentioned that one of your issues that you will be concerned about is national security. You are going to serve on the Armed Services Committee as well as the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So what specifically, when it comes to national security, are you most concerned with?
I think that we have to, I think Americans have to understand how important it is, not just to our own national security, but international security and peace, that America continues to have a military and strategic edge. That is one probably one of the most important components to maintaining the world and our livelihoods as we know it. And we do have actors like China and Russia who are undermining our global agendas, which are about spreading democracy and making certain that that we do see. That we do try to see peace, and particularly in some of the regions that we're seeing challenges with now. And so it's so important that we maintain that edge. And when we look at places like China that are actively stealing our technology and cybersecurity issues that are blatant, that that is something that Americans need to be concerned with. When we look at TikTok, now I wasn't here during that vote. That was in the last Congress. But one of the concerns was the fact that TikTok was owned by China and was compelled to share data on Americans with the Chinese government. That is a concern. Now, I know that there's some negotiations going on and we'll see how that plays out. But these are issues that folks have to understand are important. It's not just about what's fun and what's interesting, but also what is in our interest of our national security.
Representative Bell, one of the few areas where Cori Bush and Senator Josh Hawley did agree was in cleaning up the Westlake landfill and the radioactive contamination there. Do you intend on continuing that pursuit to get Westlake dealt with? And have you yet talked to Senator Hawley about working with him in those efforts?
So that is an absolute priority for me. Before I was even sworn in, I've been working with local activists on the ground with respect to not only the cleanup, but hopefully expanding the definition of the RICA Act to include folks impacted here in St. Louis, folks who worked or live nearby, I should say, this where this contamination was. I've met with the Army Corps. I've been briefed on it. This is a priority because it's something that is impacting folks at home, and it is something that the alarms and red flags should be up for. I think that sometimes problems are out of sight, out of mind, and folks don't understand how significant the contamination is and what the data is showing with respect to folks, getting cancer and things of that nature. So it is an absolute priority, and I very much intend to be a part of the coalition to help get the RICA definition expanded to include folks nearby these contaminated sites, and also make certain that folks get the compensation that they deserve.
Congressman Wesley Bell with us here on KMOX. What is on the agenda for the rest of the day?
Well, I'll be back home.
Oh.
For me, it's important once we get out of session, I like to get home and get back in the district. So we'll be meeting with constituents. We'll be on the ground supporting organizations, because there's a lot of great organizations that are doing a lot of great work. And so I'm always happy to be back home and continue to represent folks, not only here, but right back in St. Louis.
All right. Congressman Wesley Bell, good to talk to you. We hope to see you when you are back in town and have you come in studio and visit with us again.
So, Chris, I got to ask you, are you OK?
Yeah, well, no.
He is not.
No, I am. We got a new coach. Everything's going to be
over.
Hey, look, got a new coach. We took Ben Johnson from the Lions. We're going to be OK. We've got Caleb. We're going to be OK.
Amy, I've never heard him sound this optimistic.
It's feeling good.
Just life in general. Like, this
it's incredible. It's a little off-putting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is. I'm not used to it, right?
No, I know. It's not.
It's off-putting. It makes you feel like something's up.
Trust me, I don't feel great about it.
Hey, always great to be on the show, and I hope to talk to you soon.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Congressman Wesley Bell with us here on KMOX. What, 3 weeks on the job now? Is that about right?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't look.
Four. Dude, I can't do math.
I barely know what day it is.
It is Friday.
Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. You know what?
Let's talk about Valentine's Day.
We should talk about Valentine's Day.
We should.
We got some things to get into.
I've got my communist Valentine's Day cards I wanted to share with the people.
That's Comrade Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji on KMOX.